thank all of you for, a lot of you as I look out here, for 25 years of support to the ethanol industry and to the American Coalition for Ethanol. As you noticed, I think, in some of your material, the theme is a proud history and a bright future. Not only for the American Coalition for Ethanol, but for ethanol itself. And of course, as part of my welcome this morning, it's left to me, and I relish that position, to review just a little bit of that history. And don't worry, it won't be a long history lesson, and it certainly won't have a test at the end of it. So you can rest assured that we're here to enjoy these few days and all of our presenters. I do want a little housekeeping from last night to thank ICM and Urban Air Initiative for sponsoring that event last night, National Corn for the breakfast this morning. And as we go through the day and through tomorrow, we'll thank all of our other sponsors as their sponsorship events tend to take place. But as you too, through the course of this conference, get a chance to see some of those sponsors, thank them on our behalf too, because it's their sponsorship that allows us to be able to put on this kind of conference. I really look forward to this conference. I think it's going to be challenging. We know that we have that challenging future, though a bright future, in front of us. We know currently what is going on in the industry and in our country, that it too will raise some other challenges, even though they may be short-lived, you know, until that next year and we plant 100 million acres of corn and get some rain. Then all of a sudden we'll be looking at the other side of things. So certainly we don't want to look at any rash, quick decisions to solve the short-term problem, even though we certainly want to recognize the problem and recognize the trouble that it puts a lot of our producers in and a lot of our entities that rely on that commodity to be able to be successful. You know, the proud history, when we look back at what ethanol is needed to gain a share of the marketplace, certainly when you have a stranglehold on getting into that market by certain companies that are few and can control your entry into that market, that it makes for a very tough legislative fight sometimes to get your share of that market. That's what we've experienced for 25 years, and very successfully. And I might add that ACE has always been on the forefront of those fights. They've been a leader in that positioning of what we needed to move this industry forward. I remember some of those when it was probably the first commercial home for our product was under the old oxygen legislation and part of the Clean Air Act, and that provided kind of the first stimulus, you might say, into our industry to allow a lot of these plants to build, continue building, and to continue to find a home in the marketplace for our product. I remember some of the battles for RFS and RFS2 and ACE's position early on in those fights. Sometimes we were kind of alone out there. But as the industry has matured, and we all know that the other groups within our industry, including National Corn, are pulling together in a way that gives us a better voice with all of our friends and also those that don't always work for us on the Hill. We go through that time, I think, when for a little while it was kind of what I refer to as the heyday. We had a conference like this, there'd be 1,200 people out here because everybody wanted to build a plant. And of course in Washington we were the darling. So it was always kind of hard to understand as that transition changed, why it changed, and what we were going to have to do to change it back. And those challenges are here with us yet today, and that's part of what I think every presenter, almost when it comes to the policy area of our conference, will be addressing, as to meeting those challenges, to continue having our share of the marketplace when it comes to the fuels sector. And of course, we also realize all of the byproducts that come from, I shouldn't say byproducts, because it's probably more correctly it'd be co-products that come from the processes that we have when we're producing ethanol. And as we grow in the future, even the additional co-products that comes from that little kernel of corn and what we're able to do for it. You look at the economics, and some people say, you know, the old food versus fuel fight. And I think that we're not far from being able to make the argument that we address that ourselves in what we're doing in the processing of that kernel of corn. That in the future, not only do we get ethanol, that ethanol may almost be considered the byproduct of all of the other food sources that we produce out of that kernel of corn. Whether it's our friends in the livestock industry, whether it's the friends that are concerned about feeding the world, they need to understand those arguments a little better. You know, 25 years ago, an individual started this organization, and has always been a source of, kind of, to me at least, of re-energizing every year. And I look at how old he was when he first started this battle, you might say, of organizing and putting together an organization like the American Coalition for Ethanol. And at that, sometimes I get tired of some of the things that I'm doing, and I've sat in a lot of meetings all my life, and I think, oh, gee, I should just go golf and fish or something like that. And then I look at Merle Anderson, and I say, no, it's not time to do that. Merle Anderson was one of our founders, was our founder, and, of course, is with us here today. Merle, I want you to stand and this group to recognize you, and Lee, you too, because if it wasn't for you, Merle wouldn't have been. Thank you, Lee, for sharing Merle with us. We also have two of the original board members, and one of them, of course, is still on the board, Scott Parsley. Scott, would you stand and recognize Scott for his 25 years? And another one of our original board members is here. I saw him at the door. I'm not exactly sure where he's sitting right now. Ori Swayze. Ori, where are you? He's still back in the door. I hope that's not a quick exit, Ori. I've always referred to you as our conscience. Whenever we get going in one direction, you sometimes call us back and say, remember this, and remember why we're here. Thank you, Ori, for your 25 years. So I also want to again thank you for making not only this conference, but past conferences a success. I look forward to continued service with you in one form or another. I want to challenge you, I guess, to take part in this conference not only as a listener, but get engaged. Last night we were going to do our little thank you to ICM and Urban Air, and you know, it's pretty hard to get anybody's attention down there. It was noisy, and you were doing exactly what we hoped you were doing, and that was meeting one another, talking about the issues that are facing your plants or your locales, and it was just a very good setting, a very good opening, and I look forward to a very good conference, and again, thank you for helping make it a success. With that, Brian Jennings, our Executive Vice President, is going to take over, and then Ron Lamberty, and we'll go into some of the issues facing us and what we need to do as a group to address them. Thank you.